All right, we're back. A little live radio tonight. We're trying to shuffle the schedule and get the breaks in. And one guest not calling in, and Coach Bennett calling early threw us off a little bit. But right now, Frank and Darren and yours truly will talk about the Virginia Pitt game and some of the keys to the contest on Saturday afternoon.
All right. From my vantage point, I'd have to say that for Virginia to win this all-important, crucial, never-say-die game in Scott Stadium on Saturday with the 12:30 kickoff, UVA's quarterback Kurt Benkert has got to stay hot. And that means the Virginia offensive line, led by Eric Smith and Jack English at the tackles and Mateo at center, they've got to keep that pass rush that Pitt's got. They got to keep them off Benkert long enough for him to find his receivers. The beautiful thing in the last couple of weeks is Benkert has been able to distribute the ball to a lot of receivers. Eldridge has gotten hot. He's really emerged the way the coaches had hoped. Hopefully, Andre Lavrone is getting healthier. He's 6'3". He's an important player. Olamide Zaccheaus seems to be back in the good graces of the head coach. He's getting open in the seams. And Keon Johnson is open on those drag patterns over the middle of the field. And Donnie Dowling is fighting for 5, 6, and 7 yards on the perimeter. Another tall receiver. Those things have got to continue. Benkert has got to get rid of the ball, get it up the field, and Virginia's got to burn these cornerbacks and safeties of Pitt. Now,
the other thing I would mention is the turnover thing. The key in the last couple of games is forcing 9 turnovers.
Right, but let's face it. Turnovers are important in every game, Jim. You just can't talk about turnovers. The fact of the matter is Virginia has got to make sure that they don't turn over the ball. Benkert and the receivers.
Positive on the turnover thing, yeah.
Benkert's passing and the running backs controlling the ball and the receivers making good catches, getting positive yards after the catch. They've got to keep that going. In the last couple of weeks, they've put up almost 800 yards of offense. They've got to do it again. Now, to make things a little bit better, obviously Albert Reed, number 2 this year. That's his jersey number. Used to be 5. Albert Reed has got to keep running the ball effectively between the tackles. And on top of that, Taquan Smoke Mizell has got to keep bouncing outside and getting extra yardage on the perimeter. That will keep the Pitt pass rush off of Benkert as well. So the best friend of a good passing game is a decent rushing attack.
All right. A little balance.
Lastly, but not leastly, it seems maybe James Conner of Pitt, the all-star running back, still is not 100%. He didn't get many carries in the game against Georgia Tech. And I don't think Peterman, the quarterback for Pitt, is gonna beat Virginia by himself. Now, he may get help from who knows where. That little flanker that comes behind the line of scrimmage on the reverses, number 10, he's plenty fast. I think Virginia can defend him. I didn't think the other receivers from Pitt really were all that scary. And I think Virginia's defensive backs have – something has happened. They are definitely ball hawks this year. And even though we know that Quinn Blanding is playing injured, he's still playing well enough in the middle of the field to make a lot of tackles. Micah Kaiser is blitzing like a madman. I see Virginia winning this game, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say the prediction. The Virginia Cavaliers are a 3-point underdog at this moment. I'm going to say Virginia wins this game 27-21. 27-21, Wahoos winning Scott Stadium on Saturday.
All right, we'll take it. We may have some final comments about the football game. We're going to go to break. Don't forget, Dr. Vince Dalton will be calling in at 6:52 when we come back with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. Stay tuned for that as well as our final comments. You're listening to Who's Talking.